Brandy Music, Sigrid and Mira on Today FM. I love that now. I love everything she does. It is 10:31. Alison Curtis with you on Weekend Breakfast. Let's face it, most parents are faced with picky eaters in their homes at some stage during a child's life. It can cause a lot of stress around meal times, and here to help, as always, I love having her on the show, dietitian Orla Walsh, because Orla, you're very gentle and kind and good with your advice. How are you?
I'm going to repeat that to my husband later and see if he agrees with you, Alison.
Oh, no, you are. And we always get such a massive reaction when you're on because, you know, you speak, just in good terms for people and basically ways that we can kind of get our head around it all. So, Orla, what would be, I suppose, a starting point? And some questions have come in already on 0874-100-102. But what would be some of the basics in kids' nutrition? Like, do parents worry or try to overmanage their kids' intake? And I suppose we're speaking about those maybe over the age of two when they can have more say in what they eat.
Oh, yeah. No, they can have, say, from around 18 months onwards is the average, but it can be from weaning. But I suppose, just to backtrack for the parents, and just remember that your number one job is to help them build the foundation of their relationship with food. So that's probably the most important thing because, as long as they realize the importance of food in terms of nourishing their body, they're comfortable with trying new foods. You've done your job. So we can overthink it so much and you've got parents worrying about different sorts of things depending on what, you know, the media is saying is damaging for their kids. You know, so the last thing that parents have been worrying about is sugar. But, you know, you just need to remember working on the relationship with food is the most important thing because sugar isn't killing your kids, eating disorders are. So relationship with food is incredibly important. And I think as well, we're in a situation now that we're getting so much information thrown on us and it's information overload and parents have to be experts. They have to be psychologists. They have to be dietitians. They have to be personal trainers. They have to be all these things and school teachers when really you just need to step back and simplify it and go, okay, like take it meal by meal. And a simple thing is, do they have carbs on their plate? Do they have protein on their plate? Do they have color on their plate?
Excellent.
And once they have those three things, it's a balanced meal, so relax, it's all good. And then if you can, focus on variety. So they would be the three things. So carbs, protein, color, and then focus on variety when you have that. Because you have to remember as well, unfortunately, and I really say this unfortunately, you can't force feed kids.
No.
Because it is so stressful when they don't eat. But you just need to remember that your job is to provide their food. So you decide when, where, and what, and they decide how much to eat. And it's as simple as that. You don't actually have control after that.
Because Orla, one of my really, like my close friend in Canada, her daughter has always been really, really picky and quite slight. And she worried about it a lot. And the husband really worried about it a lot. And they went to the doctor and the doctor was like, look, as long as, exactly what you said, as long as she gets this every so often, like kids can survive. And we also think of, you know, portions as in different terms. We kind of have to remember that they have much smaller stomachs, obviously, than us as well. But Orla, are there kind of wonder foods that would, you know, if a child's really picky, that if you can kind of get this into them a couple times a week, you've done well? Or is it, again, going back to what you've just said, that the three things?
I try and steer away from that because as soon as I say, you know, such and such is really good for the child, a parent at home will be listening and go, my child doesn't eat that.
Yeah.
I'm panicking already. So when it comes to the foods, just think carbs, protein, color, variety, and also go into every meal going, okay, just say it's broccoli. And you just think, do I want them to eat broccoli today or forever? And you just need to keep that calm mindset. Am I going to try and coax them into eating it today, or am I going to be nice and relaxed, hoping that they'll choose to eat it, they'll eat it enough times, maybe 10 to 16 times, grow a taste for it, and then they'll eat it forever? So it is the long game, and it's so hard as a parent. It involves so much patience, which I have none of naturally, and my hair is falling out, and you have to keep complete, like, no emotion. So I don't praise my son, for example, if he eats it. I don't coax them. I don't say anything. We just serve the food and we talk naturally, and me and my husband, the corners of our eyes, we're looking, seeing,
watching,
trying not to let him see us.
So you don't believe...
We're trying to be calm and relaxed.
And Orla, so that is something that you've said time and time again on your own Instagram accounts as well, is that you don't believe in pressure and no bribery either. Because there's no point in saying eat your broccoli and you get a sweet afterwards, because you're kind of counterbalancing it.
Oh, yeah. And you're saying like broccoli is something that's less, you know, attractive to eat and sweet. And they're born knowing that sweets taste delicious, you know. But listen, you don't have to be a perfectionist. Have I bribed my kids? Yeah. I'm not going to go on air and say I haven't, because I'm sure like he'll be tantruming somewhere and I'll be like, lollipop. But I'm just, you know, try not to bribe them. Try not to pressure them. It's about building the relationship with food forever, and just keep carbs, protein, color, variety.
And Orla, are there common root causes to picky eating? You know, you just actually, you put up something again, excellent. I just put it up on my Instagram account as well, comparing blueberries to crackers, which is, you know, blueberries aren't consistent. Sometimes they're bitter, sweet, soft, firm, or whatever. And then a cracker is consistent. So that's why children tend to kind of go for the foods that are consistent.
Yeah, no, exactly. So you just need to keep that in mind. Not every strawberry you eat tastes, you know, obviously the Irish strawberries that come out in season now, they'll taste
delicious.
Yummy. But across the year, they're not always going to taste the same. Some foods are very consistent, and kids love consistency.
Mm.
So, you know, you just need to keep an open mind about that. But really, picky eating, even from the age of 13 or 18 months, and it can stop. My son was very advanced to use. He started picky eating before that. But with regards to that, you just need to remember at any age, you know, independence can be a big one.
Yes.
They realize they can say no. Attention, because if you react, they get attention, and sometimes they don't care what they're getting attention for. They just realize that they're getting attention. Another thing is really common, and it's just too many fluids, and especially too many fluids before their meal.
Right.
So if a child comes in, it could be any age, just say a big, you know, 15-year-old lad comes in, has a pint of milk, and then, you know, less hungry for dinner. So all of these are really common. Other things like too many snacks, grazing, and we all know that with COVID, we're snacking around ourselves, and with kids, the lack of structure and stuff, they got into the habit of snacking. So, you know, max 2 to 3 snacks a day, really focus on the meals. And then there's just neophobia, which is, I'm scared to try this. You know, all five senses are heightened when we eat, and there's very few things that we do that triggers all five senses, but eating does. So again, it's back to the relationship with food, you know. And I suppose it depends on the age of the child. You know, I'm now repeating, you know, carrots are good for your eyes. I'm repeating, you know, milk will help your bones and helps your muscles, make you strong, like, I say strong like mummy, but not like
that. You are.
No, I am. I'm a beast. But it's about really promoting food and its benefits and tailoring that to the child.
I was going to ask you actually about, you know, warning signs for people to look out for in their children's kind of food intake or resistance to. And we got a question in, a 6-year-old, very picky eater, her preferences change daily, even hourly. It's very difficult. Mm. She is tiny. She fits into age 4 clothing, but she has massive amounts of energies. No concern at school, but she is emotional, prone to mouth ulcers, and she isn't losing weight, she's just not gaining it. At what stage should I seek professional help?
Well, I suppose if you're texting in, it's probably now, because you're concerned and you don't want another thing, you know, to interrupt your sleep at night. So I wouldn't encourage that person to seek help.
Okay.
Fundamentally, I suppose a multi-mineral multivitamin is a bit of a safety blanket there, and you know, that can be helpful. The growth charts are fantastic. So you can see, is there growth in their... So with growth charts, so you track their height and you track their weight, and 50th centile is, you know, their average. You know, 50% of kids are bigger, 50% are older at their age for their gender. Growth charts give parents a bit of peace of mind, and you just don't want any one of them dramatically changing. But, there's a real call out for help. And I work, there's a good team of us in the Dublin Nutrition Centre, and we're getting more and more kids in than ever before.
Right.
I guess with a lot of parents, you'd be worrying about eating disorders, because unfortunately they're becoming
starting
more
younger,
common.
Yeah.
And with COVID, you know, we know that everything's, you know, unfortunately increasing there. So I would encourage people to look out for what are called the lips, flips, hips, kips, nips, and skips. So lips being, are they obsessing about food? flips, you know, are their behavioral changes. Hips, you know, distorted beliefs about their body.
Okay.
Hips, are they tired, struggling to concentrate, sleeping more or less? Nips, do they nip to the toilet after meals? Or skips, are they starting to exercise more excessively?
Okay.
So look out for all of those things. So lips, flips, hips, nips and skips.
That's excellent advice.
It's just to keep your keep it open.
Okay.
You know?
And Orla, final question. Again, I could talk to you forever, and there's so much to cover here, and I appreciate everybody sending in their messages. Final question, though. Every time I approach food with my 12-year-old daughter, ends in a fight. Any tips on how to do this without conflict, says Claire? That might be a situation where they should also, would it be seek help or?
Yeah, but I would give it, try and give it as less attention as possible. Go back to the basics. Parent provides the food. Child decides how much they eat.
Okay.
So parent decides when they eat, where they eat, what they eat. The child decides how much. And you don't react emotionally to how much they eat.
Okay.
If they eat nothing, if they eat everything, no praising, no condoning, no bribery. Just provide the food. Try and pretend to be relaxed about it. And then the child decides how much they eat.
Yeah.
And that's just the parent's job.
It's so, you've got such great advice. You've got Feed Your Pal on Instagram. You've got your own account. And that's Orla Walsh Nutrition. Also online, orlawalshnutrition.ie. Thank you so, so much again. And look, we're going to have you on again. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis.
And Cadbury. There's a glass and a half in every bit of Ireland. Today FM.